Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara, and you know the time is just around the corner. We're going to have to start facing people again. We can't hide anymore, and we need to get our skincare in a tip-top shape, and that is exactly why we have skincare expert and makeup artist Yolanda Johnson from Dr. Hauschka Skincare Ireland on the line. Hi Yolanda, how are you?
Hi Trina, how are you?
Are you laughing at me?
I am laughing at you. Everybody has a different way of pronouncing Dr. Hauschka.
I know, it is hard. Is it Dutch or what is it?
It's German.
German, yeah. See, I never did German in school. There's my excuse. I did French instead, so you let me away with it. Listen, we are going to have to start facing people, and I think an awful lot of us have been neglecting our skincare routine in the last year. I know I have. So what are your main tips? I mean, first of all, how do we know what skin type we are?
The different type of, we don't call them skin types. We call them, in Dr. Hauschka, we call them skin conditions. And the reason why we do that is because our skin is changing every 28 days. So every 28 days, your skin condition is different. This is just the cycle. This is the cycle of how the body's working, how it's regenerating itself. So if you have an oily T-zone area and everywhere else is a little bit dry, you would be inclined to be combination skin. And some people are dry dehydrated, and that means you're not dry with problematic skin. You're just dry because you can't get enough hydration into the skin. Could be, you know, you're not drinking enough water, or your moisturizer is not actually giving you what you need. You would then be dehydrated. If you have dry problematic skin, so dry skin, you are sensitive. So there you have your dry, your oily, your dry, and your sensitive. Anything that is dry and problematic, like your eczema and your psoriasis, where you have redness in the skin or a little bit of flakiness, you would be sensitive. Yeah. That's how we would describe our skin condition. Now, that could change every 28 days as well. So you could end up being really dry. You could get the hydration back into the skin. Everything could be fine, but then you could get maybe your sebaceous gland is slightly out of sync and you'll end up getting a slightly oily T-zone area. Then you could be oily. So it really does depend on, as we always say in Dr. Hauschka, your gut and what's going on inside the stomach.
Does that mean then when you have, you know, certain products that are specifically designed for dry skin or sensitive skin or oily skin, do you have to have a few different ones in the house depending on whereabouts you are within that 28-day cycle?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, even though the skin is, it's not doing a dramatic change, no, it's not changing dramatically in the 28 days. You know, for women, if they have their cycle, they could get a little bit sensitivity in the skin, or they could break out around the mouth area. You know, they're only very small changes. They're not changes that you have to change your whole, you know, skin routine. I would always say, you know, always keep a combination moisturizer hanging around and a moisturizer, a light lotion moisturizer hanging around the house, just in case. But I'm not talking about a dramatic change in the skin. There are slight changes over the 28 days.
Okay. And most of us, I guess, are kind of predispositioned to have a certain type of skin. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Me and my awful skin.
Oh, listen. No, you know, at Dr. Hauschka, we do believe that our products, because our products are 100% natural, you know, we're not adding anything. We're not trying to change anything in the skin. We're actually trying to work with the skin. And this is really, really important. Hence the reason why we call it a skin condition, because that's changing. You don't want to have to completely change what's happening in the skin cycle. So our routine at Dr. Hauschka is always cleanse, tone, moisturize. There is always going to be three steps in the morning and three steps in the evening. It's really, really important that we clean our skin really well, because if we are cleaning our skin in the morning and in the evening, we are keeping our pH balance. We're keeping the sebaceous gland, you know, at balance as well. And we're using natural products that are actually working with the skin and not interfering with the cycle at all.
What is the best way then to clean your skin? Are you talking about using a facial wash or a cream cleanser?
Yeah, so with Dr. Hauschka, we have a cleansing cream. And our cleansing cream is actually our exfoliant. Now, so customers know, an exfoliant is actually very gentle. Ours is made from ground almonds. And this is the product we would recommend our customers use every single morning in the shower. The reason why we say that is because your skin is regenerating at night. This is the time where the skin is actually detoxing. So you're releasing all the oils and all the pollution that the skin has actually held in during the day. And when you wake up in the morning, if you touch your skin and you haven't put anything on in the evening, you actually feel that there's an oily surface. It's really important that you remove that oily surface, because that's your body. It's detox. So you need to get rid of that dirt. You will find as well that, you know, when you're putting on your makeup, your makeup will sit better on your face. It'll actually last a lot longer on your face. Whereas if you're not cleansing your skin, you're just splashing your face with water in the morning and then you're applying your makeup, you'll find that you're having to reapply your makeup afterwards. So in the morning, we use a cleansing cream, which is our exfoliant, and it's very, very gentle. We always use a toner. Toner is very, very important in our skin routine with Hauschka, because not only does it hydrate, but it helps skin to regenerate and to hydrate constantly. And our toners can be used as aftershaves for men as well, which is absolutely brilliant, because if they're shaving, the last thing they want to do is, you know, they've opened all their pores, they want to slap on some aftershave and then, you know, it's burning the skin.
Yeah.
So our toner, facial toner, is really, really good for regenerating skin. And then, of course, you're looking at your moisturizer. So it depends on what skin condition you have. You'll be going on to any one of the Dr. Hauschka skin day creams or lotions.
That seems very simple, doesn't it?
It is very simple, actually. And once you get into a routine, I think, you know, if you're not into a cleanse, tone, moisturize routine, it sounds like hard work, but it's actually 5 minutes. It actually is. It takes 5 minutes. You know, if you're in the shower, you know, if you're washing your hair, just clean your skin after you've washed your hair. So, you know, you're not, you know, rinse the shampoo and then afterwards you're not getting all the shampoo into the pores. In the evening time, you should be cleansing your skin. Whether you're wearing makeup or not, we all should be, men included, we should all be cleaning our skin, because we're wearing masks at the moment all the time. We're out, you know, if we're out walking, we're getting all that pollution into our pores. Mm. We should be clean. If you're sitting in front of a screen all day, you know, we should be cleaning those pores and making sure that the skin is fresh and clean before we go to bed.
Yeah. I think, Yolanda, with a lot of people working from home and not wearing makeup and that kind of thing, it probably never dawned on them to actually cleanse again that night.
Yeah, but, you know, and I absolutely agree. But, you know, even if you're working at home and you're not having to wear a mask all the time, you're touching things and then you're touching your face. You're tapping away on the lab, or you're going in and you're making yourself a snack and you're washing it. Then you're touching your hair and you're touching your face. Yeah. So it's really important that we do clean our skin in the evening before we go to bed as well.
Yeah. And also, when you think about all the calls that you're probably making during the day, your mobile phone, there's so many germs on your mobile phone, isn't there?
Yeah. Sticking it to the air, you know, and I've noticed actually a lot of people are going on speaker and they're actually holding the phone in the hand and talking on speaker rather than putting it to their ear. I think the pandemic has made everybody aware of our well-being, looking after ourselves, spending the time. I know we don't get a lot of sun in Ireland, but, you know, the rays are just as powerful. Sun factor is so important. 365 days a year, we should be wearing a sun factor. I know Dr. Hauschka lotions and creams, we don't have a sun factor in because it's a chemical, and because we're a natural product, we have to find another way to bring out a natural sun care. But at the same time, we do encourage our customers to either add it into their day cream or lotion, or to actually put it after they've put on their moisturizer, add a little bit of sun factor 50 onto the skin, or add it into your foundation. It's really, really important that we wear our sun factor.
Yeah, I think some people are confused as well. At what stage do you put on the SPF? So you can you put it on after the moisturizer. Is that right?
So what we tend to say, definitely put it on after your moisturizer. But one of the reasons, you want the protection on your skin. So if you're going to put it underneath, okay, maybe sometimes your foundation would have factor 20 in or factor 30 in. I always say you either mix it in with your moisturizer or add it after your moisturizer. It's really important that you have that sunblock on top of your skin rather than sitting under a layer of product.
And then are you still protected if you wear a foundation over that?
You are still protected, yeah. Okay. I mean, a lot of people tend to think as well that, okay, my moisturizer has factor 20 in, or my foundation I've doubled up there. No, you haven't. Factor 50 is what you should be putting onto your skin after you've put on your moisturizer.
Okay. So you can wear a foundation afterwards. You don't have to go out. Because I think sometimes with SPF, you can get it quite of an oily kind of consistency,
like,
can't you? Yeah. So that can affect the way the makeup sits as well. But is there any way around that? Not really.
Well, I wouldn't tend to. I mean, it depends on your skin condition as well. I mean, a lot of people will, you know, if you've got combination skin, they would go for a factor 50 that is not greasy, that would just be like a creamy consistency. I mean, Factor 50, in fact, they've come such a long way. I remember the time when Factor 50 was out and it was like putting paste on your body. You would actually see the white on your face. I mean, there's so many really good Sun Factor products out there that actually blend really nice into the skin and doesn't leave your skin oily. I always say, if your skin is feeling oily after putting any sort of lotion, cream, milk, you've used too much. You've used far too much on the skin. So only use, start off with a pea size and build it up. You're better off building it up rather than putting too much on and then, you know, you're sitting with a big shiny face.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, some good advice there, Yolanda Johnson. And by the way, can I ask you, are you wearing much makeup yourself these days?
I never leave without makeup.
She puts the bins out with a full face of makeup.
I put the bins, especially the eyebrows. I'm always putting the, don't go out without my eyebrows. I just wanted to say as well, facial toner, a lot of people were suffering, we're suffering from a little bit of a breakout after the mask. So I just wanted to give the customers, listeners out there a little tip. Our facial toner, the Dr. Hashka facial toner, we've got two toners now. I'm talking about the facial toner, is really good for hydrating the skin. Okay. Take a break with your mask off. And you can take our facial toners. We sell it in a 30 mil and we sell it in the larger size, the 75 mil, and spray it onto the skin. It's absolutely brilliant because what it does is we've got extracts of witch hazel and antilis in there. And what it does is it actually encourages hydration in the skin, and it's also supporting the skin's natural renewal. So your skin is renewing constantly. And if you keep that mask on and you're not actually pushing hydration in, you're going to see that you're going to get a little bit of a breakout because the masks are stopping the follicles from actually breathing and it's trapping all the dirt and the oil in. So I just want to say to listeners out there, make sure you take a mask break. It's so important. And if you can get a Dr. Hashka facial toner, spritz that all over your face, you will feel the hydration, you know, going straight into the skin immediately.
Okay, sounds good.
And also, sorry, and just one more tip. And also, if you're finding that your glasses are fogging up with the mask, you can also use our toner to clean your glasses. The girls, they actually do it here in the office, and there's no fogging. So
you're
cleaning our
me.
Glasses with, yeah, we're cleaning our glasses with our facial toner and putting the glasses back on with the mask, and you're not getting any fogging.
So I just wanted
to make sure
you know
your listeners knew that as well.
If there was ever a tip that you gave us, I think that was the most important one.
Yeah, because I wear glasses myself and it drives me absolutely mad.
How are you supposed to see, like, you're in the supermarket and you're trying to read a date on something and then your glasses are fogged up?
we're near the end anyway, so, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel, you know. So it's just these little tips. Just make sure that you cleanse, tone, moisturize your skin. Always ask questions. If you're going in and you're looking for a moisturizer, whether it be Dr. Hashka or any other, ask the questions. Make sure you're getting the right answers, especially when it comes to your lotions or your day creams.
Don't just grab whatever. We tend to do that because we don't know where to start, and you just grab the nearest thing. So it's about getting it right, isn't it? Your skincare
routine. And I would always ask the questions. Always ask the questions.
Okay, Yolanda Johnson, you're a legend. Thank you very much for talking
Thanks
to us today and giving us those tips. You're very good. You'll have to come back, will you?
I will do, of course. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a million. This is something
Take
for the weekend.
Now.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits.